Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today is part four of this week's series on learning to thrive in the desert. Parts 1, 2, and 3 came out earlier this week and are available wherever you listen to podcasts. Today, I want to focus on what I observed about cacti while visiting the Desert Botanical Garden and also what I've observed about cacti in general. When it comes to these prickly plants, there's often so much more than what we see on the surface. Because I live in Arizona, I see a lot of cacti on a regular basis. One thing that always stands out to me is that they rarely look like the pictures of cacti I see online. If I were to Google the word cactus, the search would most likely return images of bright green plants stretching up in the desert sunset. Additionally, there may be images that showcase cacti with these pretty purple tints or these yellow flowers growing out of their crowns. And while these cacti are beautiful, they are not necessarily an accurate representation of what I see on a regular basis or what many other cacti species look like. Most of the cacti I've encountered are not these bright, colorful plants, and it's only a few of them that are tall enough to create that classic silhouette against the sunset sky. Many cacti are small, extra prickly, and go unnoticed in a landscape with so many other things growing around them. And yet, even in their simplest form, they are still valuable to their surroundings. Thinking about this difference between the cacti I see online versus the cacti that I see in person reminds me so much of how we often see ourselves in comparison to others. Online, everything seems more pristine and romantic. We see other people posting about their daily lives in saturated colors and with filters that accentuate their features and hide the ones that they don't want us to see. So much of what we encounter on the internet ends up becoming larger than life. It's alluring, idealized, and unfortunately, these unrealistic expectations are often what we end up comparing ourselves to. What I love about cacti is that they don't know anything about how cacti are represented on the internet. They don't know that it's often the most glamorous cacti that get the oohs and the ahs and the likes. To a cacti in the desert, these images are about as useful as a cell phone to view them with. Cacti don't need to know about the lives of other cacti to know that their needs are just as important as anyone else's. They thrive without knowledge of how others perceive them. And they thrive without needing to compare themselves to those around them. A cactus never worries about being colorful enough or tall enough or growing more flowers than every other cactus in their immediate vicinity. No matter their shape or size, they meet their own needs because that is the only way they know how to survive. They take in water and store it. They set down roots and grow towards the sun. They don't shed all of their needles because they don't like the color, and they don't question their value because of how they were created. No matter how big or small, colorful or muted, cacti continue to thrive in the desert just as they are. Now, I know that our lives are a lot more complicated than that of a cactus, but in the same way, we create narratives around images we see online or on social media. What if we could do the same when we see pictures of cacti or of any other plants? What if shifting our frame of reference could lead us to have a healthier relationship with what we perceive about the lives and appearances of others? So here's a little activity. If you've ever taken a picture of a plant, go through your phone and find that picture. Consider its beauty. Take in everything you love about it. And then consider that it's possible that just outside of the frame of that photo, there were other plants that didn't get photographed. Maybe they weren't as colorful, or you just didn't feel drawn to them. Remind yourself that that's okay, because those plants were going to keep thriving in that landscape, regardless of whether they were photographed or not, and regardless of whether or not they were seen. Remember this when you don't feel like you're being seen as much as others. You may not always have the camera lens turned in your direction, but just like the cacti in the wild, you're seen by something even more powerful every single day. Sunlight, fresh air. Trust that this matters. Trust that being able to grow and thrive in the desert is more than enough. Trust that your life has meaning and value, no matter who does or does not see it. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How are you going to thrive today, regardless of what those around you are doing? Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by the Storyteller app. The Storyteller app was created by me, Morgan Harper Nichols, as a place to find daily inspiration, wallpapers, notifications, journal prompts, and more. Download the Storyteller app today for a free 7-day trial. It's obligation-free and no credit card is required. It's available on Apple and Android. Thank you again for supporting the Morgan Harper Nichols Show.